Much that the cross and the blood that was shed there means to us. So many things that this communion table represents. The fellowship that we now have with Jesus. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's because a new and living way has been opened up through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And so tonight we have access to the throne of grace, and we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the blood that makes us worthy His Spirit to hover. That oil was put over the blood. It's always that way in the Bible. And we're thankful that that blood was shed and our sins are forgiven. And now we can open our hearts to the presence of Jesus and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and allow His Spirit to work in us and to dwell in us. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And thank God He has. And it's because of the cross. It's because of forgiveness of sin. We're joined together as one body. And that's also because of the blood that was shed. There's one family. We love one another with a pure heart fervently. We lay down our lives for one another. We help one another. We serve one another. And I'm so thankful tonight that that's just the beginning. There's so much more, but so many things that are found in this communion. And we're told to do this. Remember the cross. Remember the blood that was shed and the life that Jesus gave. Do this until I come back again. Do this ordinance in remembrance of me. And so as we do, we think of all these things and we take, well, we keep short accounts ourselves. Is there anything wrong with me? Between my soul and the Lord? Am I out of fellowship? Well, and then we're reminded that Jesus shed His blood so that we can be brought into fellowship. And if there's not something wrong between me and my brother or sister, quarrels, schisms, divisions, backbitings, on and on, you got the whole big long list. If there's anything like that, why the blood that can get rid of that thing, and we can be one and united as one and brought into the family of God and love one another. And that's because Jesus made it possible. And we're to be reminded of these things. And so tonight I'm sure there'll be many things to be reminded of and many things to give thanks for. And oh, let Jesus have His way with every member of His body, and may He be honored and glorified. And maybe above everything else tonight, I'm thankful. My thankful heart replies, because my polluted nature dies neath that cleansing stream that I've plunged into. And oh, He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. And that's because of fellowship and relationship and the cleansing of His precious blood. And so let's just be reminded of it all, and let the Holy Spirit have His way with you, through you. Let's sing together number 95, I believe it is, in the White Book. Blessed Calvary, number 95 in the White Book. together also. It's number 48 in our hymn book. Number 48 in the hymn book. Jesus, we love thee, Lord. Jesus, we adore thee. Jesus, we praise thee. Hallelujah. We love you, adore you. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for the blood, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Again, I'm good at that. But that's a good chorus, isn't it? It's a good song. Maybe we'll sing it.